I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
In some ways, we're sort of gluttonous about food. We can't seem to watch enough cooking shows or buy enough kitchen appliances. And I understand that food is interesting. It is fascinating. It's one of our primary appetites, right? We die without food. God made us that way. So all of this is good, but we're missing so many times in all of those shows and cookbooks and talk about food, we're missing the most essential element of all, and that is that food really is holy. It's a gift from God to every one of us, and it's holy, it's sacramental. And let me read a couple of verses that just, when I discovered these verses in the scriptures, I was just blown away. For some reason, I never saw them. But it's the end of the book of Zechariah, and that's one of the minor prophets. Maybe that's one reason right there. We're not in the minor prophets too often. But these are the last verses of the whole book of Zechariah. And listen, this is an image of heaven. So God's giving us, we're given many images of heaven. But here's an image of heaven right here. On that day, holy to the Lord will be inscribed on the bells of the horses, and the cooking pots in the Lord's house will be like the sacred bowls in front of the altar. Here's the key verse. Every pot in Jerusalem and Judah will be holy to the Lord Almighty, and all who come to sacrifice will take some of the pots and cook in them. Don't you love that idea?
Wow.
That the pots, the very pots that we cook in, are holy to the Lord in heaven. And I think it is my contention, Neil, that our pots right now and our kitchen cupboards are meant to be holy to the Lord.
We need to chew on that a little bit, don't we? I mean, the entire scripture is full of feasting from beginning to end, right? I mean, it's a central theme.
Revelation. It is. It is a central theme. One of the very first words that God speaks to Adam and Eve is about food. You know, this is all of this is for you for food, and you know, you dress and keep the garden. Of course, the garden was also a supplier of food to them, and God gave them everything that He had created. He said, "All this, all these fruits and vegetables, these are all for you." For your food. And there's only one thing that He withheld, you know, one food item that He withheld. And doggone it, didn't they just have to go for that?
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.